Well, good day again. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I pray that you, all that are listening to this message, are thankful for another day and be living in the grace of God. Yesterday we spoke some from the first chapter of Luke. And I'd like to continue there again a little bit. Yesterday we read about Mary and Elizabeth and about Jesus. This time I'd like to go a little bit over Zacharias, how God spoke to Zacharias. So I will begin in verse 5. It says, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judah, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abia. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in years. And it came to pass that while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. So if you recall from yesterday's message, that the same angel appeared to Mary, and Mary was also troubled when she saw the angel, and the angel also said the same as he did to Zacharias, is to fear not. And in this case, he told Zacharias that his prayer has been heard, and that his wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and they are to call his name John. And yesterday's message, we learned that the angel told Mary she was going to have a baby and to bear a child, and that child, who the child was going to be, the Son of God, and his name was to be called Jesus. So we see in both of these, messages from God to the angel, it was specifically mentioned what they had to name their babies. And it's really points to the surety of God, how everything was spelled out, and God knew exactly, and so how it was going to be. So in this case, it sounds like Zacharias had been praying for Elizabeth, for his wife Elizabeth, to have a child. Because it sounds like at that time it was considered a reproach to not have, or to be barren. So, but as we read here and continue reading in verse 14, it says, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. It's speaking of John. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Isn't that amazing how it says that that the child was going to be filled with the Holy Ghost right from its mother's womb? And as if we remember from yesterday's message, that when Mary spoke to her cousin Elizabeth, that the baby in Elizabeth's womb jumped, it says it leaped for joy. continuing on, verse 17, and he shall go before, I'm not sure if I read verse 16, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zechariah said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife well stricken in years. So Zechariah, even though this was really a powerful prophecy that the angel gave him, he still didn't believe. And he asked how he'll know this. And then the angel told him that, he says, I'll just read here, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and I'm sent to speak unto thee and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not be able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. So, so Zacharias had to suffer the consequences here of not believing in God, in that message. It says because he did not believe the words of the angel, he wouldn't be able to speak. And the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak unto them, and they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, where he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. And so as soon as his work was done at the temple, he went to be in his own home. He couldn't speak. Can we imagine that? That people are waiting for him to come out, and then he comes out and he can't speak to them. He could only make motions. And so then we'll skip here and go to verse 57. It says, now Elizabeth's full time came that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. So I guess it sounds like maybe the custom of naming the child was to name him after someone in the family. In this case, they said there was no one named John. Why would you name John? They marveled. They just wanted to name Zacharias. And they marveled when the mother said, no, his name is going to be called John. And then, so they made signs to the father how he would have him called, and it says that he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, his name is John, and they marveled all. And his mouth was open immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. So now, I think at this, from up to this point now, he hadn't been able to speak, but now he really is filled with the Spirit also, all that has happened in the last over 9 months. And he had all this time, he learned about Mary having going to have a baby, and that was going to be the Son of God. So Zacharias says in verse 67, no, I read the verse 64, 65. And fear came on all them, on all that dwelt round about them. And all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all they that heard them laid up in their hearts, saying, what manner of child shall this be? And the hand of the Lord was with him. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, and he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware to our father Abraham, that he would grant us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. So he was speaking that, and he was speaking that of Jesus. And that's quite a prophecy also, that he was able to speak about the Lord Jesus that Mary was carrying. And how he hadn't spoken about his own son yet. But then he begins here by saying, in verse 76, "And thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins, through the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high hath visited us, to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel." So it's amazing the prophecies that he made here. And it says that they were filled with the Holy Ghost, both Mary, Elizabeth, and Zacharias. When they all did these prophecies, they were filled by the Holy Ghost. So the Lord was speaking through them, and those powerful words that they spoke, and with all boldness and with all boldness they spoke the truth here. Many truths about the Lord Jesus and then about John. So what I thought was really marvelous, how the Lord and he sets plans in motion that no one can stop it. No one can stand between, not even doubt, with the Zacharias doubting. And then how he was made to believe by not being able to speak. And then when he was able to speak after months, then he spoke some very powerful words to the people that were there. And it's just very comforting, and I hope that it was an inspiration and an encouragement to you. And yes, the Lord bless your day, and stay encouraged, be fervent, and you love God till we speak again. Bye.